Well, hey, hi, how are you, Andy and Mel? It's 6:02. Oh, we're getting close to that 3-day weekend.
Yay!
Yeah, it's gonna be hot though.
Great.
That's the only bummer. I have 100 today. That's all.
Yuck.
When I got in the car to come to work today, and yes, I said car, not truck, because I was too tired after I got done at Cell Only yesterday. I just went straight home.
Yeah? Oh, so you had the car.
I wasn't going anywhere.
There you go.
And I have our garage door opener programmed into the garage door opener of the vehicle, so.
Oh, good idea.
So I just went home. Drove that to work this morning. Didn't want to drive back because I live in that area, so I didn't want to drive all the way back here just to get my truck and drive all the way back.
Kind of a pain.
Yeah. I saved both the company and me gas.
Perfect.
Well, I didn't save the company gas.
But
same amount of gas got used.
Same amount, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway. So, 77 right now. When I got in the car this morning, though, I meant to say it was 83 is what the thermometer said.
Yeah, last night on my phone, it said that it was 94 still, like at 10.
Yeah.
Is that what it really was?
They weren't lying.
Because maybe, was like,
it depends.
Right?
Do you have like a little widget
or
app
it's right
at the top?
Yeah, it's right at the front.
Well,
like
sometimes
right now it says 78.
Sometimes they don't update right away. Like sometimes you'll have a slightly old temperature.
So, but it was still probably in the 90s.
It was in the ballpark for sure.
I just looked at it going, what?
Yeah.
Since when has it been 90s at 10 o'clock?
Well, I remember going out for a bachelor party in Tempe, Arizona.
Okay.
In June.
Ooh.
Of what year was that? I don't even remember.
That had to be hot.
My buddy Heath's wedding. I think it was 2001. And it was 2001. And I, we went out for like kind of an impromptu bachelor party.
Yeah.
Because we were going up to Sedona the next day for his wedding. And it was 99 degrees in the car when we got in after leaving the bar at like, I don't know, it was 1 o'clock or so.
Wow.
99 at, you know, 1 a.m.
Wow.
But that's then again, that's
right.
A desert.
Yeah, but still.
Anyway, so did you watch the Republican National Convention last night, Mel?
Did you think that I watched it?
No. I didn't really watch it either.
I guess if I wanted to fall asleep, I could have watched it.
I'm not sure why they even have it. It's just a big party. You know, they're just all the Politico nerds are going down there and getting hammered. And
you think that's what they're doing?
Sure. It's
Woo!
Like,
he said, America, take a shot.
It's like, it's like, it's kind of like the, it's the NFC championship, you know,
for Republicans.
And then the Democrats will have the AFC championship here next weekend or whatever. And theirs is in Denver. And,
that's funny.
But they, you know, somebody talks and then people go, woo!
So I said, do you think they're taking a shot after they have like certain key words?
Yeah, I don't know. Some people are probably taking drinks, but
somebody should have came up with that.
The only reason I tuned in at all was because John Thune was going to speak.
And that's cool.
Of course, I missed it.
Oh.
But I did see it on YouTube.
Yay.
Shortly thereafter. And the distinguished senator from South Dakota opened with a good attempt at humor.
Okay.
I don't know if he's a funny man or not. It was a good attempt, but it was kind of lame.
Okay.
Anyway, here it is.
It's no secret that I'm a sports fan. In fact, I get asked all the time if I've ever played basketball with President Obama. The answer is no. I'm still waiting for that invitation. The next question is, do you think you could take him one-on-one? And I say, I really don't know. I've never seen him play. But I can tell you this. President Obama would be easy to defend because you know he's always going to go to his left.
That was a pretty good Republican joke, though.
Yeah. Or Democrat joke.
Well, Democrat joke. Republican giving, making fun of the
target
Democrats.
Audience was a Republican,
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So.
I don't think he wrote that, though.
Oh, that's an old joke. That one's been around a while.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I heard that one. Like when Obama was running and they'd show him on TV playing basketball with people and stuff, you know. But anyway,
goodness.
So they had the big party, and the vice presidential guy, whose name I can never remember, he spoke last night.
What's his name?
I don't know. I thought it'd be funnier if I just didn't bother to look it up.
Oh, what is called Mr. Vice President Elector? No, it wouldn't be elected.
No, not elected.
What is it? It's nominated.
It's Paul Ryan, by the way.
Can you tell that he's got two first names. Can you tell that we are not really very political?
See, to me, it's kind of like watching, following politics is like watching ESPN all day long.
You watch
people have, the only difference is the arguments are real.
Right.
It's like watching people argue all day long about the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you tune in for a half hour, 45 minutes, then you get caught up.
So it's like watching a soap opera.
If you watch longer than that, then it starts to get boring because it's like, yeah, I heard this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard that one too. Or going to a stand-up comedian you've seen 500 times.
Yeah, and they do the same show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just kind of loses it. So anyway.
That makes sense.
So Mitt Romney will give his little talk tonight, and he'll be the nominee. There's supposed to be a debate coming up.
He's got
too,
good hair.
And yeah. Yeah. If he's elected, he'd be the first Mormon president.
He's Mormon?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he is indeed. He stays away from the caffeine.
Okay.
No caffeine.
What does that have to do with being Mormon?
And they're not supposed to drink caffeine.
Oh.
Although it actually said, I saw this on some news story over
really?
The weekend.
I didn't even know that.
It said like, because the Book of Mormon is like the extra book of the Bible that like Joseph Smith wrote or whatever.
Yeah.
And in there it said you should take care of your body, and that included not having hot drinks, which they took to mean caffeine. So the really strict Mormons don't have pop either.
Oh.
But I don't think Romney's one of those. I think he will still have, because it says warm drinks.
Yeah.
Or hot drinks or whatever,
so
which
no
kind of meant coffee, tea.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't,
anyway.
I don't think you could be doing that much campaigning and stuff like that and not have caffeine of some sort.
Plus, Mormons are really nice.
Okay.
They're super nice people.
Are they?
No, I'm serious. They are. If you've ever met one, they're the nicest people you'll ever meet.
All right.
So, I mean, he's got that going for him, which
and
is
he's
nice.
Got good hair.
And he's got good hair. And
so does John Thune.
Yeah. I don't know if it's good, but it's perfect.
John Thune's?
He's got that perfect sculpted part.
He has perfect hair.
Yeah.
It really is.
It was sculpted out of granite.
It's just beautiful.
Anyway.
It's all about the hair.
And he's not losing any of it.
No.
Not a lick. You think he's got plugs? I don't think he does.
No.
I think it's his. I think it's all his too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we've got news coming up, and also today is the greatest day I've ever known. We'll find out why in about 10 minutes. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 620. We're going to top out at 100 today. 77 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Well... I'm having a hard one or hard time finding one without the B word in it.
Well,
how about this one? If you delete your Facebook, don't be upset when I forget your birthday.
So that's a good one.
Okay, we'll go.
You
with
mentioned
that one
to me yesterday.
I know, but I didn't use it. I just
and why don't you find these farther in advance?
I
than
do try
right
to
away
like I
of.
Usually post some. Like when I find them, I post them on my Facebook so I can go back and reference them. But I've already used those, and I haven't found anything.
Oh,
good since
so
then.
You got lazy?
No, I just didn't find anything good since then.
Okay. Anyway. There's your quote of the day. Not bad for 10 seconds right before it was due.
I had to go around to my Twitter.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is August 30th. It's payday.
Woohoo!
And it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not because Andy Roddick is 30 today. Tennis super stud.
Oh.
He used to be hooked up with Mandy Moore. Now, a poor guy is married to Brooklyn Decker. Poor guy.
I don't know who that is.
Did you ever see Just Go With It?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's hottie girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's the joke at the end of the movie when he's on the plane and she's sitting next to him and he's a big NSYNC fan.
Oh.
That was Andy Roddick.
Oh, okay.
Her husband.
Okay.
Swizz Beatz is 34 today. I never heard of him until he married Alicia Keys. Anyway, Cameron Diaz is 40 today. Something About Mary. And also the voice of Princess Fiona in Shrek.
How do you not know who Cameron Diaz is?
I was just saying it.
Oh.
Just making some references.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be a fun day today. Someone's awfully critical.
I wasn't being critical.
Why do you have to say who that is? Everybody knows who that is. Michael Chiklis is 49 today. Everybody knows who he is.
No, they don't.
Really? Vic Mackey on The Shield? The Thing in the Fantastic Four movies? I think everybody knows who he is.
Not really. Not if you don't watch those shows.
Lewis Black is 64. He's the incredibly angry comic. Was also on The Daily Show. Very funny guy. Let's see. Ben Jones is 71. He was Cooter Jones on A Dukes of Hazzard. Or was it Cooter Jones? I know. He was Cooter.
Wasn't just Cooter?
I don't know.
Isn't he one that did that noise, though?
Went on to serve in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1988 to 1992.
Wow.
Warren Buffett is 82 today, one of the world's richest men.
He's awesome.
He wants the government to tax him more.
He's awesome.
Bill Daly is... never mind. You don't know who he is. Neither do I. Ted Williams was born this day, 1918. He passed away in 2002. His head is frozen somewhere in Arizona. In the year 1146, European leaders got together and banned the crossbow, figuring that since it was such an effective weapon, without it, nobody would bother fighting wars anymore. 1884, a boxer by the name of Jack Dempsey, but not the Jack Dempsey, knocked out George Full James in the 22nd round to win the middleweight title in the first boxing match where gloves were used. 1963, the hotline communications link between Washington, D.C. and Moscow was put in operation. And on this day in 1997, word started spreading about the death of Princess Diana. 2005, the 17th Street Canal in New Orleans was breached by Hurricane Katrina, causing massive flooding and destruction everywhere. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because on this day, in 1993, 23 million homes, not people, homes, tuned in to see the first ever broadcast. What the hell?
Drink.
Yeah, pretty much. I just needed more bed. I need to just extend that bed.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Because I always go over.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a song, it's okay. Trainwreck today. Anyway, 23 million homes tuned in to CBS for the debut of...
Run for your lives, everybody!
The first late show with David Letterman.
Oh, really?
On CBS.
This don't smell quite right.
Less than half that many people watched The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Wiener.
By the way, Billy Joel was Dave's first musical guest.
Daddy, why does country music suck so bad?
Dave Letterman made his debut on CBS on this day in 1993.
You know what? A lot of people stink.
It was fun finding all those.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is why today, for reals, and I do mean for reals, is... Oh, was that ever a board operating train wreck there? What's coming up in the dirt, Mel?
Did John Mayer break up with Katy Perry by email? I've got the story coming up in the dirt.
625, Hot 104.7.
When you're a...
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 639, up to 100 today. 77 right now. A lot warmer than it was yesterday. Yesterday was like in the low 60s at this time. And then it got hot. But once it gets hot... You stay hot. So, how are things, Mel? How are things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
Yeah. What are you eating?
My bar that I eat every morning. I mistakenly took
right
a bite.
Before we go on the air, you
well,
took
I had,
a bite?
Here's the deal. Usually I can judge it by the music, and I didn't. I had it down, so I didn't realize that we were that close to talking. Mm-hmm. So, I thought I had time.
Anyway.
Which I did not.
Most people have got a routine for how their workday starts. Mel's is to hit snooze two times more than she should and walk in 5 minutes late. Although last 2 days it was only 1 and 2 minutes late.
Yeah.
Which 1 and 2? I'm not gonna drink you for that.
And mostly it was because of that stoplight. Otherwise, I would.
The stoplight is always there.
I know, but it makes me be 1 or 2 minutes late. I get stuck there.
But you could leave run the red light a few minutes earlier, and then it wouldn't be a problem.
I don't know if I'm going to hit it.
God, you're lucky you don't have to punch a clock. According to Forbes, there are 6 things you should do when you get to work each day, right away.
Okay.
If you're struggling to get things done, which I am, I always have trouble getting things done because I get so distracted by so many different things. Some are my fault, some are other people's fault. One is, number one on the list is get there on time. Mm-hmm. Maybe you would have had your internet quote of the day ready to go if you were here 2 minutes earlier.
I was searching. You know I was.
I know. Don't get all defensive. I'm joking, okay?
I have to be careful in the internet quote of the day because sometimes all I can find was ones with swear words.
Well, yeah. You don't really have to be careful. You just have to be obvious. Number two, take a deep breath.
Oh.
According to one expert, you should sit down in your chair, stop for a few seconds, and just breathe. Simply getting to work can be stressful, so it's good to take a few seconds to just kind of mellow everything out. Give yourself 5 minutes to settle in. Don't just dive into a project or start making phone calls. Try to start your day with something less stressful, like organizing your desk, listening to voicemail.
Mm.
I set up my laptop.
Yeah.
Get out my cords, whatever.
I do that.
Say hello to people. I don't want to do that.
Sometimes we don't say hello.
Sometimes we don't. Sometimes you'll sit here for 15 minutes after walking in before we utter a word to each other.
I know.
It says even if you're not much of a morning person, it shows that you're at least making an effort. And it's even more important if you're the boss. Number 5 is organize your day. According to Forbes, the first hour of your workday is the best time to prioritize and figure out what definitely needs to get done that day.
That's a good idea.
But a lot of people get distracted in the morning by things that don't actually need immediate attention. And number 6 is one of them. Don't get distracted answering emails.
Oh.
If you have to check them first thing in the morning, skip the ones that are not urgent. We're garbling.
Yeah.
It's usually pretty easy to tell just from reading the subject line. A lot of people end up checking all their new messages, then stumble on some video link a friend sent, waste 20 minutes, throws off the rest of their day. So there you go.
When
you get to work today, you'll be so much more productive.
Yay.
Yay. There must be a bird in front of our little
satellite
microwave dish
thing.
Out
yeah.
there.
I know, because all of a sudden it was fine, and then it went...
It happens.
Turned into gremlins.
Anyway, one of my heroes is in a little trouble again.
Uh-oh.
And I do mean again.
Now what?
It's also kind of funny.
Okay.
Because it's...
Brett Favre.
Got that next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 651. Warm one today, 100 for the high, 77 now. Oh, it's not good for old
Brett Favre.
He's a stud high school football coach now. He's an assistant, volunteer assistant coach.
That's cool.
At a high school. And there was a story on ESPN about him. I think Johnny posted the video a few weeks ago. He's just as running around excited as he was when he was playing.
Huh.
You know?
Fun.
He's enjoying it a lot. And, remember that whole thing with the text message or picture message when he was in New York? Well, Brett Favre's lawyers say he shouldn't have to respond to some embarrassing claims about his personal life that 2 massage therapists are making in a New York lawsuit. Among other things, the massage therapists want the former NFL quarterback to admit or deny he solicited women for sex trysts and sent explicit photos to a former Jets game hostess. This story is so old. Why is it coming up?
I know.
Favre's attorneys filed papers this week asking a court to say he doesn't have to respond. They say some of the assertions are irrelevant and meant only to harass and embarrass him.
Huh.
The massage therapist lawyer calls the filing a bid to keep Favre from having to answer questions about his conduct. The suit says the Jets blacklisted the massage therapist after they objected to suggestive messages Favre sent another woman.
Mm.
Allegedly. But.
All right.
Yeah. This is why old guys shouldn't use technology. Because they don't know how to handle it, control it, deal with it.
It's true.
Hey, look, I can take a picture of anything I want to, even...
Wiener.
Yeah.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Why do people keep coming to my front door trying to sell me things? Do they not own telephones? Why not just send me a tweet? What's up? Not much here. I saw a butterfly fly today. Want to buy cable? DTFN. I mean, sure, I let the cute sales guys in the house. Let them clean the carpet or whatever over a glass of wine and some Marvin Gaye music. And yes, I've asked them to stay the night while they're cleaning products dry. But that's only to make sure I'm happy with the results. I just hate to make an impulse purchase. No telling what the neighbors think, though. Ugh, who would have guessed it? The only way to keep from becoming the village bicycle is to rent a rug doctor.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Hot 1047.com.